Melech is a king. Ozeh, he helps. The top line on this is that regardless of how much effort we put into any endeavor, it's impossible to succeed without Hashem's assistance. This is the way that we speak, Be'ezus Hashem, with Hashem's help. This is the way that we write, B'siyata Dishmaya, B'samach Talit. On its most profound level, what does he help us with? All of our endeavors for Kiddush Hashem. Al Dvar Kvod Shmoy. Any endeavor that we undertake for the sake of the honor and the glory of his name. As Ghazal say, Habala Ta Masai Masai. So he wants to purify. Whether it's themselves or whether it's Klal Yisrael, the world at large, Hashem helps. Rabbi Avram, son of the Gaon, says, that the Ozer is that Hashem blesses our endeavors. That we start, and Hashem finishes off. His words are fascinating. She'aseh ha'adam siba me'Hashem v'Hashem Ozer. What that means is, we have to do something first. We cannot expect our endeavors to be successful unless we make that first move. If we do nothing, then nothing will happen. The moment we make a move, then Hashem helps. Truth is, this is really the whole aspect of Hishtadlus and Bitachin. The ultimate successful outcome of any endeavor is always in Hashem's hands. It's all Hashem. But if we don't do any hishtadlus, if we don't get involved, then it looks like it's a miracle. Therefore, the hishtadlus that we need to do is enough so that it won't look like a miracle. For every person, that might be different. But what it means is, that everybody has to do something. We'll have to do a shadlus, otherwise it doesn't operate that way. So that's what I mean that he's an oizer. Really, really, he's doing everything. However, it looks like he's only helping, quote unquote, because if he were to take care of everything, it would be an open miracle. So we have this realization that it's all Hashem. This reliance that it's all Hashem. But at the same time, there is an absolute requirement for us to play our part, for us to take responsibility. And then we aggregate that responsibility. The desired outcome won't happen, can't happen, because it would be too miraculous. So we have these two ideas coming together. Number one, we're obligated to be mishtadl, to try to make our best efforts and realize that it's up to us, and if we don't, then no good will come from it. And at the same time, realizing that all the good that comes from it is from Hashem anyway. So on the one hand, that's motivating, and on the other hand, it's reassuring. We try our best, because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And whilst we try our best, we realize that the successful outcome of any endeavor, it's purely and only in Hashem's hands. That's what we mean by the fact that he is an oizer. He helps. We try our best, and he does the rest.